Sometimes it felt like I was dying. So I just want you to know.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
I'm an apology, and it was the son that lives with me who said, "Oh, Mom." He's 29. He was like, "Oh, Mom, you can go to jail for stuff like that. They can send the police right over here and put cuffs on you." And he's like, he's a drama queen. So anyway, she had said that too last night. "If you make these threats to me, I'm going to call the police." And I was just losing it with her, so I put her on ignore. And then now I see, as we're doing the show, she has sent me a very nice apology letter back, but it doesn't solve her problem, and it's not going to solve mine. I just have to learn to work with mine. Reaching for alcohol, don't do it. In the beginning, I thought, well, gee, I'll just go drink some, and that'll, it escalates how you're feeling. Is it on?
I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
So alcohol is a no-go. Caffeine is just as bad. And somebody here is saying, oh, Rachel says she has to take Valium.
703-1, is it Andrea? Are you back?
Yes, Andrea, yes. Are you guys okay?
We'll find out. We'll find out how Blog Talk treats us. All right, well, anyway, the floor is yours.
Yes, let's resume.
For the 5,000th time.
Oh, my God.
Give it a shot.
That's okay. So I was just wondering if my boss's name is, well, I guess it was a team leader, Donna, and my boss's name is Sherry, and her boss's name is Courtney. But I don't know, like I said, I don't know who apparently said what, or she just making it up, or one of my other coworkers and the new girl said something. I don't think they would. And I was talking to Grace, and I told her what happened. She goes, well, she asked me the same question. So, and I was like, I don't, you know, she kind of blew it off, too. So I don't know, I don't really know who's telling the truth.
You really feel like you need to find out, are you planning to confront them? I'm just wondering what...
No, I just want to need to know so that going forward, you know, I just more careful, you know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, don't really say anything.
All righty. First, real quick, international shout-outs to Rachel, is in the land down under in Australia, and Kirsty is here from the UK.
Yay, glad to have you.
Some of you folks have been here for a while, but I'm just catching you back up since I was busy doing my thing. The wild thing.
But I'm wondering why the boss of your boss wanted to confront you on this. What was the point of that?
I don't know.
I think
she said to me, I have new people starting, and this is very, you know, you can't be telling people, you know, to run because we're trying to staff this office, and when the new people come, don't say this, and I'm very, you know, it's very upsetting that you said this, and I'm thinking, well, how would you know I said it? I mean, you were never around when I said it.
An issue out of what should have been a non-issue office gossipy thing.
I would have said, how about you run this office like it's not a shithole?
Yeah.
And then there'll be nothing bad to say.
Would you do that at your job? No.
I would if I was getting ready to check the hell out, I would.
Yeah.
If I was looking for another job, I would start voicing my opinion.
I blamed it on the doctor. I didn't really say it was me. I blamed it on the doctor. I said, the doctor, this is what the doctor said. I was kind of repeating what he said. It's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Andrea, you nailed it. It's right here. He's sick of working in too.
Who, the doctor?
Yes. You nailed it. That's where it came from. And I don't know who he told it to, but they took it and ran with it.
Oh, the doctor said something that I said something?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Deb.
I don't think your doctor said... The doctor said they can't hang on to people. He was telling somebody, we're understaffed. We can't keep... What? Yeah?
Yeah, because the first day I was there, and the first thing he said to me was, Manassas, the office where people come to quit. That's what he said to me.
And somebody attached your name, and I'm not seeing who it is. I do not believe the doctor did that.
He doesn't work there anymore, does he?
No, he's one of the doctors there. He's still there. He's there.
Well, here's why you guys are killing me.
Why?
You keep referring to him as the doctor. I thought maybe that was a nickname.
No, he's
no,
the
no,
doctor.
No, no, no. There's four doctors.
There's
four
doctors
in this office.
Doctor. Okay, so he's not like the one and only doctor. Okay, I got you.
No, there's four doctors in that office.
Yeah, that's where
he
I was all thrown into the loop.
He actually said it in confidence.
You got it.
To somebody else who has loose lips.
Loose lips sink ships.
That's right. That individual passed it on. Somebody attached your name to it, and it could likely be, I'm hearing, that it is your spouse. Said, well, that could only come from Andrea.
I don't know.
What a hateful place to work.
That does suck.
That was exactly my point. I told the girls, basically just like run. And they said to me, God, we need to get out of here. But I never said it in front of anybody else but them. And I made sure nobody was around. And I know neither of them, none of those girls would say that.
Yeah. Well,
that I said this.
It's not going to amount to anything because I don't know. Can they let Andrea go just for speaking?
Oh, they can't afford to let me go.
They could?
She just said they
can't afford. They can't afford to let me go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to get your hair in check.
Something else I got to tell you, Andrea. By God, if you don't get married within the next 3 years, I will have to eat my cards.
Ooh, there's a lot of worse things than eating cards, I'll tell you
it's
that.
It's great, but I need a lot of salsa people because to eat these, they're bland. They're, you know, going to need
salsa. That's going to be the worst of your problems is the bland taste.
All right. So, Andrea, I'm serious. The way these cards are laying, if they were in my cards, I'd be thinking, oh, okay, who is he? Where is he? When is he? You know?
Yeah, when?
And I don't see him coming forward right yet. And I think I said to you the other night that I think he's coming to you through the new job. No, that was somebody else, I think.
No, I think you said, you did say through a new job.
Yeah. Well, then that's where it's going to be. But see, here's the thing. You've been trying for so long. Now,
I know.
If you were totally desperate, ready to be put out on the street, you might stack up jobs like flipping burgers at Wendy's and whatever else there would be. You just do whatever you have to do.
The voodoo that you do.
Right. Yeah. But what's happening is these jobs are not meant for you. You don't know that for a fact. But I can tell you from the cards, there is one out there. It's stellar. You're going to love it. And that's where I think your future man is coming through. Yes, indeed.
Okay. But I'm glad that we clarified this, but, you know, the doctor thing kind of irritated me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he really spoke out of turn. He didn't really – it's his frustration.
Well, if he's a doctor, he doesn't care about it. He's not worried about losing his job.
No, but if your supporting staff is not –
right.
You know, that's where the trouble is.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But
that's exactly right.
You were just speaking the truth. Hey,
Yeah, but it ruins his work if he can't get reports, if he can't, you know, access files.
Oh, I understand why he's saying that, but
yeah.
I don't blame him for saying it.
No, but but realistically, he maybe should have kept it to himself because whoever he told blabbed about it. Okay, so Andrea, knowing that now, this new job is coming for you. Do you have any new prospects?
I applied for over 30 jobs in the last 2 days, and I'm still waiting to hear technically back from two people I had phone interviews with this week.
You know, you don't live that much up the road from us. You ought to come down here. This place is just crawling with jobs.
Yeah, but then I have to move to Virginia Beach. You're like 4 hours.
Well, I meant, relatively speaking. I don't think it's... okay, wait a minute. To get to Richmond is 90 miles. How far are you out of Richmond?
No, wait a minute.
I'm 2 hours. I'm sorry, it's 2 hours. 2 hours. I'm almost by Dulles Airport, so 2 hours.
She's like 3+ hours from us, Deb. She's like 3 and some change, depending on traffic.
But if she has nothing holding her,
why would she come down here?
To live.
My house. I have a house.
Where?
I own a house.
Alexandria.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ashburn.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada also. A lot of Canadian
folks
tonight.
And they're talking about Virgil, so he must be there.
He does not acknowledge and show his presence. I will not give him a shout out.
Oh, my God.
You guys can't play golf.
Oh, no.
I
don't do that when they do ghosting. That's ghosting when there's no speaking. Yeah.
Well, you must see him. We've got
people in. I've been watching the chat.
Right.
I've not seen any of
the chat. But Andrea, remember, that is an option for you to relocate. Could always.
I wish I can, but I have to get a job first.
Yes. Okay.
Something.
There are possibilities here for you that I see. All right. And if you applied for 30 jobs and, oh, my God.
Well, you know what? It's a job where she lives. There's a lot of places to work.
Yes.
One of the people on Facebook is asking, are you a nurse?
No.
No.
I'm not.
You're administration, aren't you?
She's in the office side.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the office side.
Yeah! All righty. Here's your rebel card reading. We got through a reading without an error.
Wow.
Without electronic.
Yay.
Yeah. We had no control of these errors, folks. We apologize. Blog Talk has had some issues this whole week. You know this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I've got to look and figure out where they're headquartered, or at least where the call center is headquartered. Maybe it's weather. We don't know.
Divine intervention against the dark forces that are trying to take hold of what we're doing here.
Or maybe it's the weather. You know? I don't know that we need to reach into the fifth dimension or anything like that. All right. Anyway, here is your rebel card reading subject. Don't believe every shitty thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
Interesting. How apropos.
It could be indeed. All right. Well, thank you for bearing with us and calling back 14,000 times. We appreciate your perseverance, Andrea.
You're welcome.
We already know that's your nature, the way you keep going after jobs. You do not give up, and we like that.
No, I will hopefully get something this week.
You're going to get a phone call
or something.
You are not a quitter, so it's just a matter of time. It's not an if, it's a when. You will get better. Yep, and I don't have cards, but I can tell you the way you just don't give up that it's going to happen.
No, persevere.
She's an example to us all.
She can't give up. It's a do or die.
Yeah, she's too miserable where she is. And that's, you know, and some people just put up with the misery, and she's not going to do it. Nope. And it's, you know, and that's what, you know, when humans get sick of something, they do amazing things, you know. So that's cool. I like it.
Well,
all
good
right.
luck to you, my dear.
Yeah, and like I said,
Somebody
did not show back up, and they probably got discouraged from all the problems, and I don't blame them. Plus, it's Friday. Maybe they had something to do. But a lot of other folks have called back. Now, here in line, and I shall take the next in the original order it was in, which means we're going to area code 919, neighbor to the south, North Carolina, 919.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. We're on the air.
Live.
Hi. Hello. This is Jessica, is it not?
It is indeed.
Jessica. Yep.
All right.
Waiting.
All right.
Okay.
Well, get your question going in case we have more snafus. Let's get you going here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. My baby dad just came back in my daughter's life during this month. And I was wondering, what is his intentions when it comes to me and his relationship?
His name is
Michael.
You and Michael are back involved with each other?
I came back into her life.
Okay. And this is
I recently had left him after I went to court with him. I kind of like dismissed him from being around me and my child because of, you know, how he was acting and what he did, especially what he said in court. It was kind of like, you know, you're in the wrong, not me, you know, kind of a deal. So.
Oh, sir. Well, I remember you and I have done readings before, And I remember you had a lot of concern over your child.
She's a longtime show guest.
Yeah.
Long time.
There seemed to always be love between the two of you.
And other
so
side of that.
So if you
want
to know what's going to happen coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know
right.
We went through some drama. Me and him went through some drama with his, I believe it's on his family, not my family. My family's not interacting as, you know, bothering between us. It's from his side, which I had laid down some rules with him recently on this because I knew if I didn't, then I'm gonna have I would dismiss him again. So, you know, he's gonna have to choose. He's gonna choose them over me, or me. So I'm not playing with this. I'm not gonna keep playing back and forth like he's been doing. So
nobody should play games. Life is not a game.
What did you mean by that? She said he's got to pick.
I was busy.
His family or myself, because his family has been creating a problem, I believe. They're the influencer when it comes to being around him, because I'm not there to influence him. I'm not close to him like I was. So I feel like they are partly to blame for a little bit of our problems. So I'm trying to get him to understand, hey, I know what I'm doing. You know, kind of a deal. You know, especially with my child. I know how to handle my own child. Nobody else can handle my own child but my own self. So if something happens to her, I would be me be there and not his family member, because I'm the only one that understands my child, you know?
Absolutely. And didn't this... Yeah.
No. Get back. I don't want you to lose your train of thought. You'll beat
okay.
me to death.
Didn't this man have problems when you were married with him, or with him?
I was with him, but I was not married.
Well, we ain't.
Wasn't he?
He was the one that was still married at a time. I was going through a divorce when I moved in with him. But I had moved out of his house because I couldn't be there. The way he was acting, how he was treating me, I couldn't stay in that same zone with him. I had to move out.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, I'll be honest with people. You should tread very carefully with this man. I don't think he has changed a lot of his ways.
Yes, what are those little metaphors? Sometimes the leopard will change the color of its spots, but the spots are still there.
Yeah. That's my worry, that you're going to find yourself right back in the rut that you were in before.
And also sometimes if you lay that ultimatum down and make somebody make a choice, just remember.
They may not choose you.
Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't freak out.
If he don't choose me and my child, then that's his problem. It won't be mine.
Okay, great. That's cool, as long as you understand that. But some people don't like that.
I've been living without him for years already, so it's not like it's new to me and my kid. We've been dealing with each other for a long time. I mean, he keeps returning back to me, and I can't keep dealing with the same episode again and again.
Well,
so I'm to a point that he's going to have to choose. He's going to either choose his family or he can't see my child no more.
I see your feelings are going to, the feelings of trust and faith are going to deteriorate again, because he's a grown-ass man, yes he is, but I don't see that he can make a choice between you and his family without disappointing you. And I'm just being honest.
Sounds like a man-child.
Yeah, I think you still very definitely have feelings for him. I think he has feelings for you, but he's got to grow up.
And that may not happen.
That's what I was thinking myself. He has to grow up. He's still getting babied. He's still kind of getting babied by his own family members, and they have allowed this to go on. And I cannot have that around my child.
No, and they spoiled him.
They spoiled him, but then he spoils my child, and then I can't get my child to do what she's supposed to do for me.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to draw the line, and he's going to have to either I'm going to go with him on certain things when it comes to her, or he ain't going to be able to see her.
We're safe.
Well, just give it a lot of thought, hon. A lot of thought. I will tell you the good thing that can come from this. Wait, hold yourself. Hold your water,
that's fine. I'm just asking.
The good that can come from this is that you will see it through to a point of completion where you can put a period at the end of that sentence and move on smartly to a new future. And that's something, if you don't give this a chance, you're going to spend the rest of your life wondering what could have been, what might have happened.
The only thing I have an issue
That's why I thought about, like, when he talked about going on a trip, and I actually thought about telling him he can't take her unless he takes me. And it cannot include his family as part of it. It has to be about three of us, not any extra people.
Got it. I think that there is somebody way better for you, but you have to reach that point.
You've got to raise your standards, raise your bar on the next person that comes along. If there is a next person, I don't know what's going on with this one that Deb does, maybe. Well, I don't have cards, but if you do put a period at the end of this thing here, next time, raise that freaking demand
bar
so freaking high.
I'm demanding. Demanding him already. That's why I'm already demanding him to do certain things already.
So far, he looks like
he's going to do some changes, but I feel like he's still following the same habits. That's what he's still following the same habits. He wants to do whatever he pleases. He doesn't care about what the reality is. He's still going to do whatever he pleases.
Then maybe you need to wait and give this more time.
Well, didn't you say this is not the first time he's boomeranged? He's come back multiple times, right?
Yes, he has.
Well, what's your number where you stop doing that? What is that number? Where's that number?
The number is lately. Because lately I have told him straight up, you cannot keep coming back and forth between me and my kids. He's causing problems. And I've already discussed this with him just recently. Because I'm to my limit. I can't,
How does your daughter feel about him?
How old is she?
She's 8. And she wants mommy and daddy to work things out. But the problem is, it's not me. He's sitting up there looking at it, thinking it's me that's a problem, when he's been creating his own problem. He would have ended his past relationship before he met me, before he got me pregnant. Those issues will never be there. But those issues are hard to remove because it's already been I'm being damaged, paralyzed from it. You know, he can't, there's no change. He's going to have to prove that he's going to change.
Jessica, I think you're going to have to decide for yourself to give him that a second chance, or for you to just pass this by. So
But I don't want him to be contacting me all about the kid deal, and because he's not really showing and he's going to be there. He's on there for part time when he wants to be, and I cannot have that. I'm to the point going back to court.
Well, there you got to go to court. You got
to
go to court.
You may have to go to court.
I would say 80% of men in the world, and maybe women who don't have custody, are like that. They do it when it's convenient. They don't show up.
Yeah.
School things.
Yeah, they start feeling a little guilty. A little, oh my God, I have not spent enough time with my kid. I should go do that.
And then they
go do it. And they go, all right, now I'm back.
But the thing is, he won't spend no time with her. He puts his family. He lets his family spend time with her. He don't actually spend the physical time with her. He lets his family do it. Problem is, you can't do that. That's not okay.
It sounds like you've already made up your mind. Yeah. He's a loser, and you got to kick him to the curb. You should just do it. It sounds like you already are just saying that. You actually have just said that without saying it.
Yeah. I think that
he's
speaking some truth to you.
Yeah, you've actually said, you've given us 1,000 different reasons why you should not even be entertaining getting back with this guy. It sounds like you should just put the period on the sentence. Shut the door.
Jessica, if you want to, hire me.
Shut that door.
Call my 800 number and we can work on this together. My 800 number is you decide how long you want to talk to me, and it's a very good service. I like it. But otherwise...
Yeah, it's per minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're going to have to let you go now.
Yeah, we got to move on. Here we go.
All right.
Card reading. This, you know, like I say, these cards don't necessarily address the exact subject you called in about. We all got stuff going on in our lives. Subject is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. And we don't know what, you
that,
know.
Yeah.
That probably isn't this scenario, but we all have things that we've gone on. We're not 17-year-olds. We've had a lot of things going on in our life. Maybe there's something that you have, maybe need to let somebody, forgive somebody on something. I don't know. But that's just, again, you got to file that one away in your subconscious and see if that does actually
that's
apply.
That's why I was thinking that, too. And I mean, I thought about continuing this. I mean, but I can't get him to go away without my child telling him she's over, done with him. I'm waiting for my child to actually say that to him.
Your child may never say that.
Oh,
don't wait. Don't rely on an 8-year-old to say that or you're screwed.
I'm not waiting on her to do it, but it's getting to a point. I think she's starting to realize, too, he's been lying this whole entire time about what he does. So.
Scammer.
Oh, hang on. Thank you for calling. And we thank you for calling back over and over. Thank you for being very patient. We appreciate that.
You too. Thank you.
All right, real quick. Thank you very much. I got to give an international shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots in Scotland, and I'm going to go deal with a scammer. Let me see if I can see where it is. There it is. There is the scammer, and I shall put you down like a rabid dog. All right, here we go. I'm trying to talk like a Scot, but I'm not that good at all these accents. There we go. I have banned that person from this very stream, and now I shall go on their Facebook page and, oh, look at that.
What?
The name implies that it's supposed to be a guy, but it's a female picture. But, you know, these pictures are pictures. You can put any picture you want on the page. Anyway, they're down. Going down, down, down. All right. Scammer alert. Yes, thank you, folks, for helping me out with that. And that person is no longer with us. I wish I can't speak, like, physically they're no longer with us, but they isn't here. All right, Deb.
Yeah, I'm putting the 800 out there.
I was going to take a caller, but I can't do that until you're 100% with me. And she's not with me.
I'm with you.
No, she's physically with me, but the brain isn't here. Okay, now the brain's here. All right. Let's move on. Let's keep on, keep on. Let's go to area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
Hey there. Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Are you by yourself?
Well,
so you can talk freely?
Yeah.
All right.
I am.
Okay, cool. I know you got a young one. I got a young one.
In his room, he's playing. We went and had pizza.
I got your message today. I'll get back to you right after the show. Oh, sure.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
They're
oh,
talking
my God. Thank you.
I know nothing about code. Remember,
well,
we
I put him on block.
Let's
because.
Oh, wait a minute. Back that truck up.
Go ahead and restate that original opening statement.
Yeah.
I put the neighbor on block.
Why?
Block. So you mean like a electronic social media block?
Yeah. So this is what happened. He got up early and my grandson was still asleep. So I went out in the back and he was out in the back and we're making a lot of friendly talk and I even flirted. And then he told me he was, I don't know. Then we went into our houses and then I called him and I forgot what I called him for. And I said, oh, we can go walking with you. And he said, oh, why don't we, well, he said, we'll do it all. Why don't we just do it tomorrow? And I said, no, we can do it now. We can go now. And he said, no. He said, I'm going to walk partway and I just need to start working my lungs out. And so then, we hung up, and he was gone a long time. It's just the way our houses are positioned. And I saw him being dropped off by one of my friends from the neighborhood coffee. He had actually gone to the neighborhood coffee. We always go to the neighborhood coffee together. He always tells me, let's go to the neighborhood coffee. and one of my friends dropped him off, she and her husband, and I was furious. I was just furious. You know, he could have told me, I want to go to this thing by myself, or I want to be by myself. I want to go down there on my own. He didn't have to lie. So I put him on block. And
no,
I
he didn't have to. And I must confess to you that I have a personal policy in reading, especially these quickie on-the-air readings. I don't answer what I have not been asked. And I did see a woman hovering, but I didn't feel she held any potential for him beyond just a like casual conversation. But I saw that you were really, you were really going to respond negatively to that. I really don't think that you can fault him except for the lie. He did give you a lie, correct?
Well, the woman is the real, I mean, she's my girlfriend and I trust her.
Yeah.
And her husband was with them too. They were all, the three of them. But he had planned this. You know, he had planned it. He left the house, you know, all dressed to go down there. I saw how he was dressed. I mean, my windows are faced out. It's hard to avoid. I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, I've got to move. I started looking for rentals. I said, this is so ridiculous to be caught like this, be hooked in all this. So I'm furious. I'm just furious because I'm not that kind of a friend. I'm not that kind of a friend to anyone. You know, I would have said, I don't even know why he wanted to do that. He always tells me, come, let's go together. Let's do this, you know, and he's been relying on me for transportation. Well, forget it. You know, he's on his own. He's on his own.
Well, yep, and I'm looking at your cards. I'm getting them ready.
Well, obviously he's worked out other transportation needs. He's got somebody else getting them around, so he's figured that part out. And that is what it is. I don't have cards. I don't even know what to say. A lot of times I think I know what to say, but I know nothing. This is all Deb. All Deborah.
You people out there must be psychic.
A lot of pressure on her.
On Facebook, the show page.
Pressure.
I think they're all psychic. Because Lisa...
Psychic or psycho?
Well, the cards are indicating that the two of you are going to reach a new understanding through all of this. And it's actually going to be better once it's out for you two to discuss it. And maybe he doesn't want to hurt your feelings by saying, you know, hey, I sometimes would like a little breathing room. You know, we women can get offended. And that's what I kind of see.
But I also feel bad for Lisa because he has made it like this. You know, he's been 24/7. I don't need breathing, and then all of a sudden he just hits a switch and now he needs it. That's kind of shitty of him.
Yeah,
well,
and when we've gone to parties, and if I'm acting independent, he's yelling at the party to me. You know, that we're together, that we're going to leave together. I mean, I give him breathing space. You know, I don't hound him. And
but
it's
right.
Just that was our little thing that we went to together. The little coffee. I didn't make the rule. He was doing it. He says, do you want to go? Let's go to this. Let's go to this. I introduced him to the coffee. Ooh. These are my friends. And so I'm listening to all these people that have been on before me, and I'm thinking, I'm just one of these people, you know. I just can't believe I saw him being dropped off by my friends, and I thought, what the fudge, man? What the fudge?
Well, you can actually use the real word if you desire. It's not Monday. It's up to you.
Yeah,
I know.
And I think what you're seeing is
another
personality flaw, that he's selfish, which you already kind of know.
Oh, we talked about that months and months
there
ago.
There is no indication here that he was trying to hurt her or sidestep Lisa. He didn't expect to be seen.
That, and he... He likes it when they are, like, glued at the hip, when he wants to be glued at the hip.
I get that,
then all of a sudden he wants to hit a switch and wants his... But he can't do that to her.
Mm-mm.
But he is. He is doing that to her. But then all of a sudden he apologizes and gets lovey-dovey and you accept it. So guess what?
Well, and I see that.
You're enabling that behavior.
It's going to happen
again. Think about
again.
That. Yeah, it's going to happen again.
It isn't over. I'm not going to say till the fat lady sings.
You don't see an end to anything here, right?
I say it's not over till it's over.
But you're seeing a pattern, and eventually you've got to recognize a pattern.
They're going to patch this up.
Yep. You're going to unblock them, and you're going to be able to look at the coffee and have a great day.
What's going to be his – I can't believe his explanation. I mean, that's dirty. That's dirty. It's someplace I took him to. I'm always introducing him to my groups of friends. I feel so like he pooped. And Jim has said this before. I was telling my girlfriend that earlier today. I was on the phone with her, actually, when I saw him drive up with all my friends. And I said, oh, my God. And she goes, what? And I told her what was going on.
That would hurt.
And I said, You just don't poop in the yard you play in. Or what is that expression? Where you live, you don't. My brother even said that.
You don't shit where you sleep. You don't shit where you eat. There's a few different ones. Yeah, right. That's why cats always like to go poop in other people's yards. You know what? I hate cats. I not hate them, but there's a lot of things I dislike about cats. But there's some things you got to respect about them. You got to respect some of the things they do.
Yeah, and that would hurt me too. I would be very I would feel sad.
Well, it's
I would.
Plus there's a level of deception that didn't need to be there. That's what's stupid.
And once you start a pattern of lying,
it wasn't necessary to lie.
It's going to continue.
He didn't need to do it. He didn't need to do anything but be truthful. So that's what's really stupid here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So obviously he has some kind of agenda, and you have to say, why would you lie? It's not an if, it's a when. You guys, he's going to try to patch this up with you, and you should say, no, why would you lie?
It's under sure to come true.
It is. Well, it's sure to come true because this happens every three or four days. So it's sure to come true. It's going to patch it up. You're going to be, oh, this is great. Oh, it was lovey-dovey. He touched me, and we had fun. Eventually, you got to figure out when I'm tired of this freaking boomerang rubber ball thing. That's me without cards. But all I'm saying is when he does come back trying to apologize, you should be demanding of a real explanation, not a bullshit explanation. So why would you lie? Just tell me if you're going to do something. Just tell me.
Well, and then there's another aspect here you have to look at. This is going to come off from a certain viewpoint as being possessive. And I don't know if you want to show that trait. You know, you got to say
no. I mean, even if I were telling a girlfriend that was living next door to me and lying to my girlfriend saying, I just want to walk part way. And my girlfriend is saying, well, I want to walk with you. And I tell my girlfriend, I'm just going to walk. You know, a heterosexual girlfriend. I'm just going to walk part way. And then I planned on intentionally going to the coffee and not letting her know. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That was actually a very good example, I think. I'm not Deborah. I think it's a good example. It's hurtful, and you shouldn't do that because you're just going to set the person up to hurt them by lying. Don't pretend to be somebody's 24/7 friend if you want them to be a part-time friend.
Deb, thank you, Jimbo. Yeah. Thank you. Deb, why did he do that? Did he have intention on... Why did he do that? Why did he want to go to the coffee on his own? Those are my friends.
Well, I think it was kind of shitty of them, too. You know.
They didn't understand.
Coffee shop and he rolls
They're
in.
All innocent.
They're just sitting there, and he rolls in. Not the folks at the coffee shop, but whoever provides the transportation person, that's a different ballgame.
I don't think any of them really...
No. You know, this might be a real part of his personality where he just does whatever the hell he wants when he wants to, even if it hurts other people's feelings.
Well, he is not 23, so he's been doing something a lot his whole life, and maybe that's how he operates, and you don't just freaking grab an old dog and teach it a new trick overnight.
And I would be hurt. Why wouldn't he want me there?
Right, be honest.
Do I take over the conversation or, you know, what's...
Yeah, I would say that too, especially if it's the place she introduced him to.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I think this guy, you think he's pretty smart. I think he's not smart about people. I think he's not people smart. Maybe he's business smart, whatever, street smart, penis smart or something, like meat sausage smart. But he's not smart about people's feelings, obviously. I think he's a dumbass when it comes to people's feelings. And there's no excuse for that. I don't care about, I was raised bad. No, fuck that. You're 40, 50 years old.
No.
You should know better.
But here's the thing. And this I've known for some time through these cards and through working with men. Sometimes men can love you to death, but underneath, they really hate women. There are men out there that hate women. They
and
hate
they don't
us
need,
for
right.
our privilege. You know, they hate us for, oh, everybody wants to
There's a
open
lot of
her
that.
Doors.
A lot of them don't know that.
They
aren't
aware.
They have
aware.
No idea why they do that, why they do what they do.
Yeah,
they nobody goes to therapy anymore.
I have a son that I know is like that. He's a love him and leave him.
I love
because,
him
you know,
and I leave him alone.
And I think he gets some kind of kick out of hurting
Who's
them. Who sang that?
Who I fooled around and fell in love. And I don't know how to sing. That's why I'm not on
And sometimes, the Jim, I felt that about you.
I fooled around and fell in love?
No, but you hate women on a very a core level.
I don't like the word hate. There's very, very, very... There's very few things I hate. Very few things. Not counting... criminal shit, you know. I hate a lot of criminal stuff, but there's very few things and traits, and it's not necessarily hate. It's like I understand where you're coming from. Basically, you're average. Oh no, let's not go there. Go back to Lisa. I'm not going to talk about my views on.
But you are jealous
on women, otherwise known as hypocrites.
Well, you're jealous of a lot of the leeway we get.
Oh, because here's what you do: you get on the soapbox and say, I want equal pay. I want equal this. I want equal that. I want equal that. And then you go over here and say, I want you to open the door for me. I want you to understand my feelings when I'm on the rag. It's like, what the fuck? Do you want to be a super independent person? Or do you want to go back to like the 1920s and be that kind of person? You want them both. You want both things.
That's the best of both worlds.
And that's why some guys are like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot more of them than you think. And they dump women, you know, I'm just saying.
I think it's happening more and more now. Yeah, this is a whole big, we could have a whole show about the change in generations of philosophy on relationships. But it is, I think it is totally changing.
To where women have to, what?
Or they're just, they're getting what they wanted. They're getting the independence and want to be treated as an equal. And the guy's like, well, you're an equal then. I'm not going to get that crazy. I feel so bad about things about you all the time.
Well,
be careful what you wish for is that question, women. Be
I think
what
a lot
you
of
for.
You just want to physically, I'm going to, you just want to screw us, okay?
That is?
Well,
you can blame Darwin and God and everything. You can blame, that's nature.
Yeah, I guess it is.
If the male of the species, well, in some places not always male, there's weird things in other species, but if the male of the species didn't want to do that, there'd be a planet full of no life, no life whatsoever, except germ-type life.
That's
germ
why
type
you guys
life.
Are just indiscriminate with your sperm. You feel no connection to your sperm.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You think that me and my sperm have a relationship? Hey, sperm, I really like
you. Well, you could be out
I'm going to, sorry to see you go, but you got to go, buddy. Tonight's the night. watch the movie. I recommend everybody watch the movie about everything you want to know about sex that we're afraid to ask. It was a Woody Allen production. And if you watch the last, it's like four or five different types of scenario scenes. If you watch the last one, you'll understand once you were talking about the relationship with the sperm. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
Remember that? Remember the end?
Yeah, and there was a guy on control.
It was Tony Randall was like in brain control. It was like a guy getting ready to have sex with a woman, and then they had like, it turned it into like it was a business, like a operation. Like, oh, we're, there was like the penis area, and these guys are like, they were like these big giant guys with this big log, and they're like, as the guys, simulating, it was hilarious. Burt Reynolds and Woody Allen. Burt Reynolds and Woody Allen are like little sperms. They're getting into like the shoot like they're paratroopers.
Oh, I saw that.
That is freaking hilarious. Woody Allen's like, I don't want to end up on the on a floor mat of a back seat, you know, and stuff like that. It's fun. Oh, I love that movie. You know, other parts of the movie are pretty funny. There's a couple parts of the last one. They always save the best for the last.
I think they replay that movie over and over again.
I love it.
Over and over.
That one's great. And then there's a part where there was four different five scenarios. One of them was stupid, with a big giant rolling tip. But there was one where Woody Allen was like a court jester, and he was like,
funny.
He wanted to make time with the queen, and then the king was out of town, and he was like, yeah, time with the queen, and she had on a chastity belt. And they're trying to find the king, and he goes, and he said, I must unlock the royal box.
Okay. Now, I read this, I think, earlier today
or
yesterday.
Well, you were with me on this conversation.
Bob Marley.
Ah, there you go.
Bob Marley said, if she's amazing, she won't be easy. If she's easy, she won't be amazing. If she's worth it, you won't give up.
Are you sure that's not a misquote?
No,
you'll get
it's
in trouble
Bob
with?
Marley right here.
Oh, it says Bob Marley, so that makes it true. I'm just saying, how do you,
well, you
don't verify quotes nowadays?
And he said, everybody is going to hurt you, but you just got to find the ones that are worth suffering.
And that guy
for.
Was maybe, not counting that's sleep, true. He was maybe not smoking dope 30 minutes a day.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what happens.
I mean, he was
here,
only for one day was he not smoking dope.
But maybe
yeah,
that's where he was able to reach the alpha level where he was able to download all of this wisdom.
You know what else he smoked? A shit ton of hand-rolled, unfiltered cigarettes is why he got cancer and died. It wasn't from the dope. Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Wow. He smoked crap out of
well,
cigarettes.
Well, Lisa, I'm going to get a private with you tomorrow. If
oh,
yeah,
that. They're getting private.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you guys
going to
film it?
That's what happened next door. He always, you know, he's always all over me when I cut him off. And my brother has said, my brother doesn't like him. My brother keeps making horrible, horrible statements about him. And, I mean, just, and then my brother the next day, in front of him, my brother will do it. And then my brother will apologize later, but then he keeps making the statements over and over again.
Women don't listen to any brothers and fathers. And you guys
who
never
know?
Listen to shit. You don't listen to shit.
They know the ways.
But you don't listen to them.
The ways of the wood.
You don't listen to them, though.
They know.
You don't listen to them. You
no.
never listen to them. They say, hey, that guy's a no-good, low-down asshole. And you wouldn't think, ooh, I want him more now.
Well, there's
what the fuck is that?
You know what that is?
What is that, Deb?
That women often like bad boys. We prefer bad boys. Because
why?
There's an excitement to it. There's
okay. But then what happens when you get a bad boy?
Well, then you're stuck
you
with a lemon.
It's like what I always say, when you pick up that turd, women like to pick up a turd, and then all you do is you bitch about the smell of the turd to all your friends. He's such a
yeah,
nasty,
you're right.
Such a dick. He's this and that. It's like, you know what? Next time you come upon a turd, walk by that son of a bitch. Don't pick up the turd. Quit picking up the turd. Stop doing it.
It's actually a
don't
sign
make
of
a sandwich.
Our own dysfunction.
It is. And that's probably the same thing. It's a Darwin nature thing, right? Probably.
Healthy women don't seek out dysfunctional men.
Or you're trying to,
yeah.
Your Darwin is you're trying to find out the super species of the race, and maybe that one appealed to you.
So he came
your
off.
Your instinct.
Well, he came off so perfect to her.
Sure, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, and now this could have been just a narcissistic thing that he did today. And I don't know why.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, just let's give it a rest. I need to go down there. You're not ready to go or whatever. I mean, a girlfriend, Jimbo, agreed with me. You agreed with me, Deb. You know, a friendship. You just tell him.
That girl, I told you there was going to be a married woman. Remember? There was going to be a married woman that was going to make a play for him, or whatever you call it.
You
I don't know
something.
What you call on it now.
What?
See, in the days gone by, it was she made a play for him, or she.
In the old days, they would call it make a pass.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
Was she there today?
Know what that means anymore.
No.
She was there
what?
Today. She
that's
there
the one.
Today?
No.
That's the married woman.
She was saying. She's asking you specifically if that chick was there today at the coffee place.
I thought that was the husband and wife he was with.
Oh, no. That chick, oh, no. You would, everybody loves that chick. She's definitely with her husband. She's devoted to her husband. No, you can see through her through and through. She would never, ever, ever make a play on this.
International
dude.
Shout out to Virgil in the UK. He has spoken.
Did
but
it give us words of wisdom?
No.
Maya's a bad.
I know what woman you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I do know the woman that you're talking about.
Well, okay, then that's the one that I always said he's not interested in. But you know what? We got to remember, Lisa, there's a lot of kinky people in this world. That husband and wife might be involved in a subculture of swinging the
She's
one.
She's a very kinky girl.
Who's saying that? Bob Marley.
Oh, Rick James.
Rick James.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right.
So,
super freaky.
I wrote stories for the newspaper about this stuff. I got into that subculture. And it was scary because of the high-ranking people that were there.
You didn't go eyes wide shut.
I didn't.
No. You didn't show up at an event and wear a mask with armed guards or anything. Or
no, but
shit.
They asked
I'm just
me
saying.
To please come and watch some, what do you call it?
Porno.
The couples doing it. Trying to think of the word.
Goatsbanging.com? Oh, actually, there wasn't much internet back when you were doing that.
No.
Very little.
I went to a bar with your friend first.
Ooh, which friend? I have a million friends.
Ed often took me out because I wouldn't go to certain things without an escort. Because I was always worried. And going to this kind of soiree, they'd all meet in a bar, and then they would go off to switching partners to each other's homes or to a hotel.
Almost like a freaking... We're dancing.
Time
to switch your partner. And me left, the lady to your left.
And
me right, the lady to your left. Like they're just switching bitches all the time.
It's so accepted. I tell you, I sat at that drink and I was doing like shot after shot. I needed to get myself into that place where I could go and watch a bunch of people having sex. And one couple... Your friend Ed was with a higher-ranking wife, and the husband would be doing her from the back as she is going down on Ed, and the husband would call her names while he was banging her.
Did he call her like what, like Aristotle, names like that?
He called her like, you whore.
Oh. Yeah, I thought he was like... I'll tell you what, you keep doing that, Plato. You know? Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I would
That's
be afraid.
I like
you know
there.
What? I would be afraid of farting in a group orgy thing that I would let it rip and be so more embarrassed about the fart.
What? What's funny though is if it was a big group orgy thing, nobody know where it came from. First thing you do is like, who did that? If you did it, who the hell just did that? Even though you did it. Remember, as kids, you know, we used to say as kids, he who smelt it dealt it.
Like, yeah, right.
The first little kid that dips about a foot smell is the one trying to cover his ass.
Here's the problem,
he
though.
He who smelt it dealt it.
I couldn't get enough of a buzz to go to this event. And Ed got mad at me, and he left me in that bar.
He was a weirdo.
Very nice. Well, he was a nice guy.
But
you know why he left me?
He had an agenda.
And he got mad? Because I think he had hoped to entice me to get down and
What do you mean you
too.
Think?
I think.
We're not. Really believe the guy brought you there to a swinger place, and there was alcohol, and he really... Didn't have any intentions at all. You really believed that the whole time.
I wanted to just observe and write.
You
about
did.
It. Yeah.
But I'm saying you really believe that guy did all that and not have any intentions. Really.
Well, see, now how...
Really. I feel like I'm in an interrogation. Did you really actually believe that?
This is how ignorant, I guess,
you're
we
not
went 16, on.
You weren't 16, right? That's what I would say. You weren't 16. You weren't 7. You were... Oh, and you had some marriages you've been through, and you really believe that. Really.
Well, I
really?
Guess I was naive.
Well, you know what?
I didn't think
if
he
that's
had,
your worst crime,
yeah.
That's not so bad being naive. It's not so bad.
Yeah, I didn't think that that ever that Ed was after me.
It means that you are the glass half full type of person. You always try to positively believe in people that they don't have negative intentions. You know what? It, even though it may not work out for you, it's a good trait in general. It makes you a very positive person.
Oh, boy. Why are you being so...
No, I'm just saying, in general. We fault people for, like, making mistakes, but if they have that positive glass half full intention, we have to give them some credit. At least they're trying to see the better in people that some people don't deserve it, but they try to see it. A lot of people don't deserve to see that, but they give it a shot. Like,
well,
Jessica, she tries to see better in these people.
Yeah. Jessica.
She's trying to, and I don't want to fault her and belittle her, but she's trying. She wants these people to be better people, and you can't will them to do
that. Jessica Rabbit or the one that
Jessica
called... Jessica,
the last,
yeah.
Before Lisa, the call before Lisa. So,
well,
I feel bad for her.
Well, what is it you say? You can't take a turd and roll it in sprinkles, or
it doesn't matter if you put a turd and you deep fry it, you put hot sauce on it. No matter what you do to it, it's ultimately still going to be a turd.
And that's what she couldn't face yet.
And a lot of you women, you have a hard time because it's probably the Darwin DNA thing. You guys want the family. It's a balance. It's a yin and yang. You want the family unit, the perfect husband, the Prince Valiant guy, and you don't always pick him, but you want it. You want him to change. That's your nature.
And that's our hope with a bad boy.
And that's your nature.
They will love us enough to change.
Especially when you bear them a child.
Oh, yeah.
No, you really want it to be more because you have a connection. And it's sad because that person doesn't give two shits because they have a different DNA in them.
Well, that's why my late husband used to always say, we men are not attached to our care if anybody takes it and uses it.
Watch the movie, Everything You Want to Know About Sex with Great Ass. You got to watch it. My favorite. That's on my top 10 of all time funny movies.
So, boy, what did we find out for Lisa?
Well,
that's a good card.
I drew this like 20 minutes ago. We got distracted. Sorry, Lisa. The subject of your robocard reading, robocards are not sugar and spice, everything nice. It says, you are giving away your power. You're a badass. Act like it. You're a badass. Act like it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it actually means this because you have a lot of other stuff going on in your life. You have relationships with other people. You have business stuff. I don't know that this means this one. These cards always don't mean the question you ask, but you will make that decision on your own.
You know what the doctor told me? I had a talk with the doctor today about my leg, and he said I have to stay off of it for 3 to 6 months, and that really blew my head. It just blew me away because I feel like I'm such a prisoner in this thing. And the doctor said...
What thing are you in?
Well, because I worked out sometimes 2 times a day with different people. I would ride my bike every day. And
he said, no
way. He said, if you start riding your bike now, he said, you have to stay off of your leg for 3 to 6 months. If you start riding your bike now, he says, you're going to need surgery. And so he said, you've got to stay off of it. And so I have to knuckle down and accept it. And I have to recreate. And now I've got my grandson, who I love to pieces.
Yeah,
but
you should focus on that.
You know, it's a lot of being self-contained. I don't feel free. I don't feel... And then to have this next door, this, I mean, if I lived, before I moved down here, I was living by myself and I didn't have this aggravation. And now this aggravation is like a big old fucking infected thorn in my side. And it's not going well. It's just not going well.
It isn't, but it's, you guys have been through some tough times before, so we'll just see what happens. But like you said, you got physical issues you're dealing with, and you have your grandson there. So those two things are on your plate. If the neighbor wants to be a pee-pee asswipe, well, then you know what? You got two things on your plate that are more important right now anyway. So fuck them.
Yeah, maybe that.
So what I always say is, so fuck them.
So maybe you need to sit down and, I mean, while you're laid up, write a book, start a website,
yeah.
find something
yeah.
to creatively engage you.
And document your, yeah. your issues, document your issues, because you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are in similar situations, you know, and that physical 3 to 6 months, that's a long time. That is
wow.
That is a setback.
How are you supposed to work?
Well,
I don't know. I have to figure this out as I go, you know, day by day, minute by minute. I mean,
yeah.
I can crutch it. He just said, stay off the leg, stay off the leg. And
so you
got to
do like what, like a walker or cane, or is it too bad you can't even use a cane?
Well, I have no. I do crutches and
crutches
the walker.
Suck.
Yeah, crutches bite.
God.
I have crutches bite
yeah.
ass. I hate crutches.
Yeah.
Then
well,
I have
walker,
a,
if you, yeah. If you lift the walker,
no, the walker
push it,
too.
You're hitting the lamp across the room.
Walkers suck. You're right. Walkers suck. You know what the thing about crutches is? When you do crutches on the stairs, don't try to be creative and think you can do those fucking crutches on the stairs. Some people do. Some people do. Usually you got to do the bunny hop up and down stairs if you don't have an elevator with, but some people try to do the crutches down. That is like freaking skydiving off a cliff. If you're going to try to do crutches down, you better be really, really freaking good at that shit.
You know what would be really great if you could get it? One of those little trikes. What do you call it? Little.
It's your whole leg. It's not an ankle injury.
Then you go, well, if one lady had a knee thing and she was on it from Daryl's office. But then you go to Walmart, right? Go way back where the long haul is. And it's got a governor on it, so you're not going to, you know, really tear up with speed, but oh, is it fun?
Oh, you're talking about the little shopping
scooter,
cart, the little scooter shopping
yeah.
cart thing. Yeah, yeah.
No, that would be nice if you could use that.
Yeah, but she lives in an apartment that wasn't designed, so she can't do that where she lives. So, all right, Lisa.
Well, yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you for being here. You're
Saturday night.
Soul.
Saturday night, which is like 99.99999% will be here on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to call us back. If you can.
Thank you.
You can. If you got some grand things going on, we understand.
Yeah, and I'll get a hold of you. We'll set something up. There is a balance.
Thank you.
I see a balance on the 800 phone number. Oh, yes.
And you can go on there and look at anybody. They make you create something.
It screwed up the page, the progression, or whatever you call it. It's not. I remember.
I know nothing. I haven't been on there
I've
for years.
I've got to go through the admin
manual. I
haven't
been on there since COVID.
Well, maybe you can assist a little with.
Well,
this.
I will. I mean, that's
yeah.
why I'm. That's why I'm an admin. Yeah, we will work together on this problem.
Jim owns it, and I'm an agent on that.
That
site.
Was the. It was. It was stupid. That was the best way because. It's hard to explain anyway. Blah blah blah. Yeah, I am like the admin person on that 800 number. We're telling people things they don't give two shits about, and they probably are sick of us talking about it. But anyway, thank you so much. Lisa, we wish the best for you.
Yeah.
And we'll be here Saturday, same time, and you should call back if you can. If you can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care, darling. We'll talk
to
you
tomorrow.
Good
luck to you. Good luck to you.
I'll have coffee.
Thank you.
All right.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah, take care, honey. I wanted to mention something, Kirsty.
What'd she say?
She said her sister is into the swinging thing. And you know what?
Oh, she's in the UK.
I've done a lot of reading. And like England, loaded with swingers clubs that you can go to. Germany, big time there too.
Well, Germany, I mean, they were, but are they still? I don't know.
Well, by what I've read, they are. There's some that you actually have to send them pictures and fill out an application to see if you're worthy enough.
Here's a picture of my butthole, and here's a picture of my scrot sack. Can I join your club? You know.
And her sister goes to these clubs.
Who?
And I say to each their own, whatever.
Whose sister?
Kirsty.
Oh, okay.
You know, whatever floats your boat.
It's nice
to have.
As long
as there's no children
it's
involved.
It's nice to have somebody actively there that can speak of it so we don't have to rely on Google. So she can tell us because she's there. So
yeah.
Nice.
And I think we should put you on assignment, Kirsty. I think that we should take care of your expenses and send you in undercover.
We're not taking care of your expenses. We'll give you...
To go, they, women pay very little to get in those places.
How the hell do you know? You're not there in the UK.
I read all the time.
Oh, she reads. She reads on the internet.
At night?
From another continent about things that are going on in another continent. So she knows. She's an expert.
I visit their website.
Oh, the website. The websites. They are factual. Remember? Do you remember that? Tom Cruise and the Few Good Men you missed it. The truth. It was like when him and Demi Moore were having that conflict when he was drinking. You need to talk to him. And he goes, you were there, of course. You know, yeah, that was cool when he was doing that. That was hilarious. I love that scene.
Yeah. Well,
that was great.
Late at night, I like to eat a snack because I like to drink a lot of water before night.
And what is that leading into?
It's usually like 1 in the morning.
What's that leading into?
I was going to say, I will either study. I love looking at forensic reports. I like looking at autopsies. I used to type them when I was a transcriptionist.
It wasn't autopsies. It was people working on live people.
Where?
When you were doing medical transcription, it was doctors working on live humans.
Yeah, but we would often get autopsies coming through that we had to write up the report. He'd be on like a tape recorder saying, the brain waves, blah, 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 and the heart is weighing, and they slice it and dice it. They practically cook it with the organs. They take them out. You know, I love reading famous people's autopsies.
Well, I know what you're saying. They have to analyze them, whatever they do, different things they do. I don't know that they're cooking it, I know what you're saying practically. I know what you're saying. They take them, they weigh them. They measure them, and then they, because it's an autopsy, they have to look at every single thing that could cause a person's death.
Yeah, and then they have a determination of what that's going
to
be.
But they don't, one thing we have to remember, they don't do autopsies on every single person that dies.
No, they do. They didn't on Daryl.
It all depends
on. They knew what it was.
The city, county, state, or if you don't know the county, if the coroner looks at all the evidence and says, natural, then they're done.
Yeah.
Unless a lawyer and legal team says, that ain't natural. That son of a bitch was eating fucking rat poison. And that happens a lot where they have to, sometimes it gets to the point where they have to exhume the body because it takes so long.
Oh, that's got to be fun.
And they have to do chemical analysis because a lot of those poisons, if they don't look for it, they don't find it.
Or at night, I will read that or I'll go to websites like Swinging and, I want to see what people are doing. I want to stay up with the underbelly of society.
Now that's why she goes there, because of that.
I do.
Only because of that reason.
Well, I want to see what the criteria is. What do you, they don't really like getting older. We wouldn't qualify because we're too old.
Oh, I bet there's.
Yeah.
Oh, you know for a fact that there's organizations for those people because they want to keep doing it too.
And we could go in
the
and
mature,
watch.
They call it mature. Yeah. I bet the mature swingers have their own clubs.
I would bet. Guys with big paunches.
I'm just saying, but I bet because the women are, I bet they all love younger people to come, but I bet the mature ones run it.
And I love to read articles that were written by the women that went. This is what my experience was. And then they actually describe it very descriptively. What it was like to have some other man hammering away at her. Well, her husband.
Where are we going here?
I don't know. Lisa,
what the hell? We're talking
Lisa's
about.
Fault.
This is like a Love Doctor show, folks. You probably forgot it by now based on the last fucking 5 minutes of this conversation.
She takes us on a road trip when she calls.
Oh, Deb. She puts a little breadcrumb down and you just grab it and run. She doesn't lead shit.
You know, if you people only knew the number of people that come to me with sex problems. You know, they're not orgasmic. They're not responsive.
But you're not a doctor. You should have the disclaimer.
Well, I do.
Like if I come to you
them.
With like a legal problem or a cancer problem, you should say, hey, I'm not that person, but here we go.
I do, but I just say this is my experience, and maybe they can get some insight from that.
Mm, okay.
I've been a busy girl in the past, yes.
Yeah, but, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in your mind, you've been a busy girl. Some other people would say you're like a nun compared to what they do. right?
That's how much you know.
Yeah, shut up. Jesus Christ. You could have great-grandchildren. Don't talk like you're some kind of freaking porn star.
I have great-grandchildren.
Well, then
no.
There you go.
No, I have grandchildren.
Quit talking like you're a freaking active porn star and former Playboy bunny.
No, not like that.
Well, that's what you
I'm
just said.
Like,
you just said you don't know what I do.
I'm more
like,
Dr. Ruth. You think anybody wanted to, you know, bed down Dr. Ruth?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Only people that were doing heroin, maybe. Well, probably when she was 20.
Yeah, but... At the time, she was still considered the voice.
Oh, she was the only one. She was the leading one that would go down that road. Nobody would go on TV and talk about the things she was doing from a scientific point of view.
Yeah.
That was in the 80s when it started. She was the first one to say, I'm going to go on TV and talk about this shit, and we're not going to be all scared and act funny about it.
The one thing I loved about her was when she would say, if your partner wants to have sex and you do not, she said, you fake it for your partner. You give them pleasure. Doesn't matter if you get any if you're not into it.
Remember how old she was, which where that places her in her
time. Is she dead now?
She was old in the 80s.
Yeah.
So she came from a time era when all women were expected to do that, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
She was probably banging people when she was probably in the 50s, that's what I'm guessing. So that's probably what they were expected. Please your man. He's the man. You do what he says. You ain't got to like it. Just drop the drawers. That's probably the mentality she was raised in. Those days are gone.
Alice Cooper has a good song about that. Only women bleed.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
That dude, he has some songs that are fun. That dude has a nice wide variety of songs.
It really does.
I mean, some songs are really deep, and you don't even know it's that dumbass singing. It's like,
because
Only Women Bleed is a really good song. I never knew that was him until I actually saw it written out. And other songs, like, school's out, mama, or whatever. You know, he has those kind of crazy songs.
And I'm 18.
Yep. Yeah, enough of this talking about every single thing we've been talking about except the show. Shall we let them go, Deb?
Yeah, they're all so sweet. And to Virgil, Suzanne, I think it was, or Kirsty. No, Kirsty, she did send me screenshots of what you said. And I thought it was pretty funny. Just thought you'd like to know.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Shit, that was her. She wanted me to,
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's interesting that you haven't forced your sister out of your life because she likes to go to a swingers, club.
I don't know what she's talking about. So now
to Kirsty. Her sister likes to go to the swingers
club.
Okay,
see, I don't know. You said something, and I'm like, I don't know. I just, you know what? I think it's interesting that the grass is really green at 5 a.m. in the morning. You just said something. I was like, where did that fucking come from? People that weren't watching your conversation don't know what the hell you're talking about, Deb.
Look at
Rachel. Blog talkers. You remember, we have all the blog talkers listening here.
Oh, God.
So when you say that shit out of the blue, they're like, what in the fuck are you talking about, Deb? So you got to be careful when you start talking out loud to the Facebookers.
Rachel says Jim knows nothing.
I don't. I know nothing.
But
nothing.
I bet you'd have gone to those parties.
Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, if you were invited.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
No. Only one wand is allowed at a magic show. I am not going into the room where there's a bunch of hard dicks running around. Nope, nope, nope. Got no business there. Only one wand is allowed at a good magic show.
What did Andrew Dice Clay say?
I don't remember. He said
a
lot of shit.
When he was up there smoking, and he
said a lot of stuff.
You either suck dick or you don't.
But it has nothing to do with the swinger party. It doesn't involve bisexuality.
How do you know you wouldn't like it unless you tried it?
He never said that.
Well, no.
No. That dude, now you threw something. He would never say that ever. And I hate people say, how do you know if you don't try? Like a lot of homosexuals say, you know what? I don't know that I would like to eat camel shit. But I haven't tried it. But I don't need to take a bite of camel shit to know that I'm not going to like it.
It's like
you don't have to try
bologna.
You don't have to try everything.
It's like a big piece of bologna.
A bologna pony.
That's why they call it that.
You don't have to. I hate that. You don't know. People say, you don't know until you try it. It's like, you know what? There are things I know I will dislike, whether I try it or not. I'm not going to walk outside and pick up a piece of dog turd and eat it. Just to make sure I don't like it. I already know that. I don't have to go
Nobody's
through that.
Nobody's saying a damn thing. Maybe they passed out.
No, I think it's just logic. All right, we got to go anyway.
On that note, yeah.
I don't like when people say that you have to try everything to know that you don't like it. No, you do not.
And Kirsty.
You don't.
Virgil said he figured you'd like dogging. Is that like doggy style?
I don't think that means that. I think dogging is a different thing. And are you going to keep doing this, just reading random shit out and putting it out on the blog? Like, what are you talking about?
You know, we have people that I hear from in feedback that say to me, I have to listen to your show every night. I don't know where you people are going to go, but I love it. You take us down avenues and streets and...
and freaking alleys that go into freaking cesspools.
Well, when did you become so pure?
I'm not pure. There's no... I'm the last person that's pure. I'm just saying there are cesspools out there. It's like the same thing. Just because you see a pile of shit or a cesspool doesn't mean you have to jump in and talk about it all the time. Why do you have to?
Could put up a poll and see if people...
There's a lot of terrible shit going out in the world. Where do you draw the line?
At pedophilia.
Oh, that's your line.
Yeah.
But it's okay to talk about people going to mature swingers' place and somebody popping a guy's dick in his mouth because he's like, I haven't tried this before. I think I'll do that. Why? You know what? George, I'm 57 years old. I've never put a man meat in my mouth. I think tonight shall be that night. What the hell is that? What is that?
Oh, my God, you guys. And he's like this all the time.
Yes, George, I'm glad I went to that orgy last night because, you know, now I can rest in my grave because I put Bob's pee-pee in my mouth. And, I do not like that. I dislike that. But I might not have felt settled if I didn't try it. Fuck trying something
What's
if you
the
know
name
you.
Of that chef, that man that does Hell's Kitchen? He got caught in England, in London, I think it was.
Oh, I don't know.
With some guys from a pub, and they were in there. Yeah, they were.
Now, you know what? Have at it. It's a free world. Do what you got to do.
Catherine has gone to these clubs. She says, I've never seen men on men. Oh, that's right. They have their own.
Usually aren't about that.
They don't
stuff.
Want gay men in a
yeah, swingers are usually heterosexual, yeah. Typically. It's just swapping partners and stuff like that.
Now, Catherine, what you watch, I would find that really arousing.
You got about...
Watching them out in public,
In public. They're not in public. They're not having swingers club. You know what? We're Times Square. Let's have our swingers convention. They're not in public. They're not in public.
They're in a public dwelling.
They're not in public. They're not in public. Hey, you know what? Hey, we're at Walmart today. Let's have the meeting of our swingers club here. It starts banging in the women's shoes section. Yay! They're not in public. It's not public.
Or they go to people's houses. They
right. That's not
that.
Public, people's houses. You got to watch that terminology.
I guess. Well, I find this all very interesting because I may have to actually write an article.
For who?
My blog. I have stuff on my blog.
Which blog?
The PLD blog. There's
okay, that's right. The Facebook one. Okay, I just didn't know which one you're
talking
about.
The one
which
that,
one?
The PLD.com, the psychic love.
Oh, I didn't know you had one.
Yeah. The website.
I know you had a website. I know you had a goddamn blog.
It's got a whole blog in there.
Not the old one, the new one.
Now out here.
The new one.
We have the home.
They're barking.
We have home to the largest naval base in the world.
Yeah,
right?
You got to quit kissing our ass.
When
on
these
that.
Ships go out on deployment, a lot of couples, married or not, have an agreement. If the husband is deploying, he is allowed to get oral sex, but he should call his wife so she can. Listen.
I've never heard that in my entire life. I've been in the Navy for 11 fucking years. I've never heard that agreement ever in my life.
This was given.
Guys would tell me that.
This was given to me by two married master chiefs that told me this. Yeah. And back at home, the wife can have a lesbian relationship.
Oh, there you go.
So she won't be out doing men.
My pop's getting
and
up.
The husband only asks that when he returns, he gets to watch one time. So, yeah, I mean, it's to each your own, whatever kind of turns you on, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and
look at that.
I wrote about
look at,
that.
Come here. Look at this.
Website.
Look who we got, Deb.
That somebody else owns. Oh, look at that.
She's got some socks.
This
yeah.
is our Ziva. Anyway, it created a huge amount of controversy.
She's pretending to be our golden retriever because they all walk around with socks.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, Ziva. Yeah, we got to go, baby.
Ziva,
go.
Ziva.
She was yipping. That's why I went in there and let her out.
Say bye-bye.
I didn't know if she needed to go pee-pee.
Say bye-bye. Yeah. Yes, that's what I say. After my dream.
Walk, walk your foot.